Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 through 16. Praise the Lord. And I'll give you time to turn there. And it might be on the screen because we have an awesome media leader right now. There it is. Praise the Lord. Jesus said this, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men." You, look to your neighbor and say, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." Today we are celebrating what God has done. In Acts chapter 2, the church was born. And Jesus has entrusted us with his ministry. And today we are celebrating what God is doing in us and through us today. And that I thank God for those who have gone before me, who prayed for me, who actually paved the way so that I could be here today. It is because of their obedience that I'm even here. And I thank God for their prayers. And I thank God for them standing in the gap. And if you'll just let me go this route just for a second, we'll get right back into the message. My uncle and aunt is back there. And you can raise your hand, Larry and Phyllis. And so I believe in honoring people, and I try and I do my best to honor everyone that I know that has made an impact in my life. And I remember as a kid, they would be at church all the time. And we would serve the Lord, worship the Lord, and shouting services was not rare. They were not rare. We shouted the house down. And we praised the Lord and we glorified the Lord and we didn't care what people thought. We didn't care what people said or whatever. We just served the Lord how we wanted to serve the Lord. And I remember that I would go over there and I loved sitting beside Uncle Larry during worship service because there was something about him. He had a sweet spirit about him. And I just want to honor you today. And I really appreciate you for making an investment in my life. And you have been there. Listen, she even taught me in school. She was my teacher in school. And so they have made a big impact in my life, and they have touched me, and I cannot listen. And I apologize for not recognizing it sooner. I apologize for that, and I just want to tell you that I thank you, I love you, and if it hadn't been for your prayers and your encouragement and what you did for me, where would I be right now? Thank you for obeying God. Thank you for obeying the Spirit of the Lord. Praise God. I thank God for you, and I'm just going to give you an applause, and I thank you for doing that for me. I love you. Thank you so much. And so that's the reason why we're here today. We're here to honor each other. We're here to honor the church. We're here to lift each other up. And there's some things that I want to get into today, and I don't want to provoke. I never want to provoke, but I always want people to know the Word of God, to have the light of Jesus shining in their lives, to know what direction we're going in. And Jesus uses two things here. He uses salt, and he uses light. First of all, salt, it stings when it gets on an open wound, doesn't it? Sometimes the truth stings, doesn't it? When we tell the truth, sometimes truth hurts, but the truth heals. And a lot of times there's truth that we don't want to hear. Just the other day, and I won't go into the details about it, but just the other day, Someone, they told me, they said, Sam, you're telling me you're not blaming God, but you're actually blaming God. You're blaming God. And I didn't want to hear that because I just told you that I wasn't blaming God. I just told you that. But a lot of times, subconsciously, in our spirit, we don't really mean it. And I actually was blaming. And I heard a truth that stung. Because I'm a preacher, I'm a pastor, and I'm not supposed to blame God. I'm not supposed to doubt. I'm not supposed to get angry at God. I'm not supposed to do that. When in actuality, I did. And he told me this truth, and it stung. But you know what? It started the healing process. And a lot of times, the truth that we don't want to hear is really the truth that we need. It may hurt, it may sting, but it's going to help you heal faster than anything else would. And that's why Jesus said, you are the salt of the earth. And this is why we can't be afraid to tell people the truth. We can't be afraid to, look, this is how it is. This is the way it is. Listen, you serve, and you serve, it's very simple. We all know this. You serve God, man. You're going to heaven, right? You don't serve God? Well, hell's your home, right? And so we got to tell the truth. We have to state the truth. And salt also, it preserves. You are the salt of the earth. And we are the salt of the earth. And God says, look, you are the one who's going to preserve society. Who's going to preserve family? Who's going to preserve culture? And he used the word salt as a metaphor for the church and say, look, the church is to help preserve morality. You with me? The church exists to help preserve and tell truth and to bring healing, because the church is not a museum, it is a hospital. And if we are not careful, listen, and I thank God for what he has done in the past. Thank God for what he's done then. I thank God for the healing revival that he started in 1948, right? Through William Branham, through all these prophets of God. I am so thankful for that. Hallelujah. And yes, I want the revival, but I believe that God wants us to go higher than that. And that God allowed that to happen in order for us to build from that, not just to go back to that. Does that make sense? And so I thank God for the great moves of God. Azusa Street, back in, I can't remember the specific year, but it was a long time ago. Azusa Street. Man, it all started, that revival started because someone decided to pray. And William Seymour, I believe that was his name. You can correct me if I'm wrong. You just go, yeah, no, you're wrong. William Seymour, he prayed in a, you can correct me on this, I believe it was a shoebox, it was just a box or something, and he prayed, and he didn't wait for anybody else to pray. He didn't wait for permission for somebody else, and he prayed and prayed and prayed, and revival broke out. Revival broke, people were getting saved, and it was not just revival in the church, but it was revival outside the church, and people were getting saved, they were getting touched, all because one man decided to get on his knees and pray and say, you know what, I'm tired of the same old, I'm tired of the mediocre, I'm tired of the average, the typical, I want something that's outside of the norm, I want something that's going to change my life. Listen, I want supernatural, I want something to happen in my life that nobody can explain, that the doctors cannot explain. Can I get an amen on that one? That when we see God move in such a way, they have to say this, that's God. That's God. It wasn't the pastor. It wasn't the member of the church. They say, that has to be God that moved. And if I can get you to agree with me, will you agree with me right now? If I can get you to agree with me that we will see some God things happen. Listen, and I love taking a text, and I love breaking down the text, and I love teaching the word, and I love preaching, but I want to see miracles, and I want to see healings, and I want to see something that people can only say, God is the only one who could do that. God, listen, and these signs shall follow them that believe. And you say, Brother Sam, I've never seen the supernatural. I've never seen these things happen. Well, we don't preach by experience. We preach by revelation. I don't preach healing because I've seen it. I preach healing because it's what God's Word says. I preach by revelation, not by experience. And listen, and when you get the revelation that God wants to do more than just for us to just sit in the service, but He actually wants us to go lay hands on people and tell them about the good news of Jesus Christ, listen, it is time for us to be the church. You are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. You are called to preserve. You are called to help society and culture. We are not called to be inside. We are called to be outsiders. We are not called to fit in. We are actually called to be misfits in the world and actually to tell them the good news of Jesus Christ and say, look, your citizenship doesn't have to belong here. My citizenship is in heaven. I belong in heaven. I'm just a stranger. I'm just a pilgrim. I don't belong here. That's why I don't act like I belong here. I don't have to invest in earthly things. I don't have to invest in temporary things. I invest in the kingdom of God. It is eternal. It is permanent. It is long-lasting. It will never fail. It will never disintegrate. It is the kingdom of God. He is the one who is worthy to be praised and to be glorified. He is sitting on the throne. He is in control. And He has told us that we are the light of the world and that we are the salt of the earth. Hallelujah. And so we don't understand it. And sometimes we blame the church for not being the church when in actuality you are the church. And I tell you, you say, well, what's wrong with a church? And I need to tell you, do you understand what kind of question you're asking? Because when you say what's wrong with a church, you're actually asking what's wrong with me. And you say, well, why aren't things getting done at the church? Well, I don't know. You tell me. You're the church. You say, well, why ain't people coming into the doors? And why ain't there evangelism? And why ain't there prayer meetings going on? Why ain't these things going on? Oh, my gosh. Oh, there's so many problems. Oh, well, if somebody would get a prayer meeting together and start praying and start seeking the Lord and start seeking God's face, you wouldn't have time to have drama. Amen. You wouldn't have time to have issues and you wouldn't have time to have problems. You'd say, I'm focusing on the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the author and the captain of my salvation. I don't have time to be jealous. I don't have time to be envious. I don't have time to be angry. I don't have time for all this nonsense. I've got to pray. I've got to preach. I've got to teach. I've got to shout. I've got to run. I've got to serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I'm telling you, and this is what God has called us to be salt, to be light, and that we've got to understand that God is wanting us to go forward. You say, well, the church has got a problem. You probably have a problem. You're talking about yourself. Well, why can't we fix the problem? Why can't we fix the problem? What's wrong with the church? What's wrong with you? You're talking about yourself. Oh, praise the Lord. Everybody say, preach it.
Preach it.
I want to venture a little bit deeper in this message, can I?
Yes.
Until we stop defining ourselves as Baptist or Pentecostal, we will never see what the church looks like. Is it possible to be born again and be Baptist? Ooh. Is it possible to be born again and be Pentecostal? Because in this church, you got some people, I'm Baptist, I'm Pentecostal. Until we stop defining ourselves as Baptist or Pentecostal, we will never see the church in its fullness. But God is, listen, in the book of Acts, there was no concept of a Pentecostal church. There was no concept of a Baptist church. There was no concept of different these kinds, types of churches. In the book of Acts, there was only one church. And you know what they were called before they were called Christians? The Way. They were called The Way. And all they knew was, these people love God. They serve God. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. But pastor, they speak in tongues. Pastor, they speak in tongues. But the problem with that is you can't be so focused on that. If they, you don't believe in, you don't, listen, do you overeat? They speak in tongues, but you overeat. And gluttony is the least sin that we talk about, isn't it? And we say, well, they don't speak in tongues, but you overeat. And so we focus on their thing. When in actuality, we need to be the change that we are preaching. We need to be the change. And let me tell you something. And if I hear someone say, because you don't speak in tongues, you're going to hell, I rebuke you faster than anything, then you can blink an eye. But if I hear you talk about somebody speaking in tongues, I'll rebuke you faster in a blink of an eye. Because hallelujah, you are not the standard of how people should worship God. Well, somebody praise God this morning. I feel the anointing. I feel the Holy Ghost. If you want to jump up and down, you go right ahead. And if somebody says something about it, you tell them to come to me and I'll put them in their place. Well, hallelujah. I said, I feel the Holy Ghost. I said, I feel the anointing. And will somebody get excited about the Holy Ghost? He is God, the Holy Ghost. He is God Almighty. He is sitting on the throne forever and ever. Hallelujah. Here we are. We're so concerned about what our brothers and sisters are doing, how they act, what they say, what they don't do. Listen, we are carrying the mission of Jesus Christ. And you cannot carry a chip on your shoulder while carrying the mission of Jesus Christ at the same time. You got to get rid of the chip. You can't get your feelings hurt. Listen, we are not on a cruise ship. If you want to get on a cruise ship, Carnival has great rates. But this is a battleship. And you, listen, when you join the church, you're not just joining some pleasure-seeking ride where you're going to take a big, long vacation. Listen, right now, I'm in a battle, but I am going to a vacation that is permanent. I'm going to a vacation that is eternal. Nothing can stop me. Nothing can snatch me out of the Father's hand. I'm going there. You can't stop me. The devil can't stop me. Will somebody speak the word of faith tonight, this morning? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But pastor, they don't shout like we do. They don't shout. You are not the standard of how people should worship. Hallelujah. Praise God. If we would do less judging and more encouraging. But pastor, they're too quiet. Yes. And sometimes we aren't quiet enough, and that's why we don't hear from God. But sometimes God wants us to listen, and if we listen more than we talk, we would know more. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. But pastor, the church isn't what it used to be. Listen, you could talk about how it used to be, or you could pray. Well, it ain't like it. I remember those old timers, they came. Yes, they did, but you can be an old timer too. You can be one of those people. Listen, you can be a hardcore Bible believing, hallelujah, Jesus preaching Christian. Listen, that's what God is looking for. Less judging. Everybody say, less judging. More encouraging. Hallelujah. What's wrong with the church? You're the church. If you're asking these questions, maybe you should understand that it's actually you asking yourself that question. Oh, the church is going down. The church, what are you doing about it? Oh, the church is going, oh, listen, I'm here to tell you, this is not a sinking ship. This is a ship that is going forward. We are not sinking. We are going forward with a vision of Jesus Christ. Pastor, church services are getting dull. They're getting dull. You only get what you put in it. Hallelujah. God of wonders beyond our galaxy. You are holy. I wonder what I'm going to do after church. Church is already over with? Huh? I wonder why I don't know anybody at the church. Well, if you only come like once every 2 months, you won't really get to know anyone. You say, I just don't fit in. Listen, I'm human just like you. Listen, hey, guess what? I'm not perfect. Thank God I'm not perfect. That means I'm not God. That means I don't have to carry that load. Amen. Praise the Lord. You say, what's wrong with the church? What's wrong with you? What's right with church? What's right with God? Maybe we should ask that question. Maybe I should be like God. Maybe I should be godly, not churchy. Come on. Oh, maybe I should be spiritual, not religious. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Some of us, we sit in the lobby of our own minds and we say, why ain't God moving for me? Why ain't God moving for me? God's moved. You just chose not to participate. Amen. When I have an altar, when we do altar calls and we pray, we get together and you don't participate, that's a choice that you made. Amen. Don't blame it on me and don't blame it on anybody else. If you decide to go the other way and take the different route, that's your choice. But if you will make a different choice, listen, you can't just go away and not make the right choice and blame it on other people. Yep. You can't place the... You are responsible for your choices. Somebody say amen?
Amen.
Listen, God won't bless irresponsibility. And if you keep being irresponsible, he's not going to bless that. And that's the reason why you say, why ain't God moving? Why ain't God moving? If you'll move, listen, there's the cloud by day and the fire by night. It's there. All we have to do is follow him. Amen, amen church. Amen. To follow God. Everybody say salt.
Salt.
Light. Light. You say, but pastor, why isn't God blessing my finances if you'll stop going out to eat every night? Amen. God, you'll see the blessing of the Lord on your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, God, well, I pray all the time and nothing's happening. Do you tithe? Do you tithe? I do this, I do these things, I do all these things, and what's going on? Do you tithe? Do you give? Oh no, the preacher's talking about money. Then why do you have a bank account? Why do you work? Why do you have a job? See, I hit a sore spot now because I'm talking about money. And talking about money is taboo. You just don't talk about it because people go, yeah, he's talking about money. He's talking about finances. But listen, we want something for you, not from you. Get that in your spirit. Let me say that again. We want something for you, not from you. And when we tell you, listen, and when you tithe, you give unto the Lord, listen, that's telling the Lord, Lord, the rest of my life is blessed because I'm recognizing what you did for me in my life. And we want something for you. And anytime you get that mentality, oh, they're wanting something from me. They're asking stuff from me. Listen, don't give. If you think that, don't give because you won't be blessed if you think that way. If you think that way, you won't get blessed. So you might as well keep it. You with me? You didn't expect me to hear that, did you? Or you didn't expect to hear that, did you? You didn't expect me to hear that. But if you'll give out of a cheerful heart and say, it is for the Lord. Hallelujah. It is for the Lord. You know what? I think that I can give and not rent red boxes all weekend. I can do without red box. Somebody preach. Somebody say, preach. You say, preacher, you're preaching real hard. You're getting down to where we live. I'm supposed to do that. I'm supposed to do that. I'm trying to get you to the point to where you want less of the world and more of Jesus. And if you want more of Jesus, you just say, hallelujah, Lord, I'll do whatever it takes. I'll sacrifice. I'll do whatever it takes to please the Lord. Lord, you died for me. Did not he give us his best? Hallelujah. I think we should give him our best, don't you? Everybody say, preach. God is wanting us to be producers, not just consumers. Everybody say, missional church. We are called to be on a mission. We are on a mission for God. Listen, we are going forward. We are going forward in God. And if you have any thought that doesn't give you hope that we are not going forward, you need to rebuke that lie and say, that's a lie from the enemy. We are going forward. We are blessing the Lord. And I said all that to say this. Y'all ready? I said all that to say this. God. He loves you. You say, Pastor Sam, you said all that just to say that? Yeah. Without love, I'm nothing. I tell you this because I love you. I tell you this because I want to see you succeed. You think I'm up here preaching because I want to see you fail, pointing out your failures, pointing out your faults? Listen, that is so far away from what I want to do. I don't want to point out people's faults and failures. Man, I want to point out your strengths. Your strengths, where you're gifted, where you can make an impact, where you can make a difference. And you say, Pastor, I want to make a difference. Well, be in my life a little bit more, and we'll work together. Come on now. And we'll work together, and we'll get a lot of things done. How many wants to see the church grow? Hallelujah. But, Pastor, I just don't know about the 4 o'clock service on Sunday evening. Well, I'm sorry I didn't know the world revolved around you. I didn't know you was at the center of the universe. I'm very sorry that you disagree with that. But if we could just come together, regardless of the disagreement, and say, you know what? I love you. And I think we're going to get together. And you know what? Let's serve the Lord together. And let's just keep going forward and serve God. And say, you know what? We're going to give. We're going to preach. We're going to teach. We are going to serve the Lord. Listen, we ain't got time for sin, guys. We got to settle down and serve the Lord. But so we want a little bit of the world, a little bit of Jesus, a little bit of the world, a little bit of Jesus. How about all of Jesus? Ooh, all of Jesus. What does all of Jesus looks like? I don't know. Do you know? Has the church showed that? All of Jesus, all of Jesus. When we are being the example for the world to see. Amen? Being the example. Y'all ready? Y'all ready to go forward? Listen, we're not going back to, we thank God for the 50s. We thank God for the 60s. We thank God for all this. But we're not going back there. We're going forward. There's more to look forward to. There's more to look to. Amen, church. Amen. More to look forward to. Listen, one of the things that I run into a lot, one of the things that is unforgiveness. I got to touch on this. The Lord's leading me this way, okay? Unforgiveness, holding grudges, holding bitterness, holding these things. You say, I've been mistreated. You can't let mistreatment, listen, if you didn't listen to anything else I said this morning, you got to listen closely. I've been mistreated, but you cannot let mistreatment be an excuse for your ungodly behavior. You with me? I know that that touched some of your hearts this morning because human nature says, I've been mistreated, I need to retaliate. I need to seek revenge. You cannot let mistreatment be an excuse for ungodly behavior through your words, your mouth, or through your actions. And you've got to walk in forgiveness. How many wants to see services that are way out of the norm? I mean miracles, signs, wonders, we'll see it. But you got to let go of the bitterness. You with me? You've got to let go. If you don't release it, you won't experience the move of God that He's wanting for your life. Amen? I pray, this is my prayer, you be the salt of the earth. You be the light of the world. I'm going through a lot right now. Yes, I am too. Be the salt of the earth, the light of the world. But I feel like the Lord's let me down. Be the salt of the earth. Be the light of the world. And a lot of times we get caught up in this. And I have too. I'm guilty. I feel like the Lord's let me down. I told you earlier about truth, how it stings. And how I was blaming God. And I was denying it with my own mouth, saying, I'm not blaming God. And truth stings. Let that soak in your heart for a minute. I made that pause for you to think about that. Listen, you can't offend God. He knows. He knows. That blame didn't catch him off guard. But if you want the move of God in your life, you've got to release it. Release the bitterness. Release the anger. Yes, they did do you wrong. That's true. That's a fact. They did mistreat you. But do not let that mistreatment become your identity. And so I'm standing up here today, and my challenge to you is, let's be the church. Don't blame the church for not being the church when you are the church. That's a lot to say, I know. Don't blame the church for not being the church when you're not, when you are the church. You're the church. So don't blame. Actually, be the change you want to see. You with me? So I'm standing up here, and I'm looking where two or three are gathering my name, I'll be there in the midst, right? He says, where two or three agree, it shall be what? Done. I'm believing God for revival, and I'm believing God for out of this world services where we are praising God, shouting hallelujah, praying, seeking the Lord's face. And I'm going to stick my hand out here. Hey, this is a unique altar call. Do you agree with me? Will you agree with me that we are going to put everything we've got in this church, in this community, in serving the Lord? As they get ready to sing, I'm going to stick my hand out here. And I want you to come up here, and I want you to shake my hand. Do you agree with me that we are going to put everything we have in this church, and we're going to serve the Lord with everything that we've got? And when you come up here, I want you to stay up here. Hallelujah. Bless you, sister. Bless you, sister. Bless you. Hallelujah. You agree? Agree. Where two or three are agreeing. Agree. Hallelujah. Look at this. We are in agreement. We are in unity. We are going forward. We are brothers and sisters in the Lord. We are together in prayer and praise. We are not going to let the enemy divide. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I started shouting with Brother Ron. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Now squeeze me. Squeeze me for your
arm. Hallelujah. Nothing can separate us. Nothing can separate us. Nothing can separate us.